following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, Tom Baudette, doing my very first tweet, or twerp, or whatever it's called. Okay, here goes. M6 has clean, comfy rooms, numeral 4, lowest $$ of N-E, nothing old chain, ampersand, I heart it, cuz, and I'm out of characters. Oh, see why this is so popular. I'm Tom Baudette from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
11 o'clock, time to get up.
Unbelievable.
It is 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Doug and Danny Show with sports director Doug Duda.
There's a ray of sunshine in a gloomy, cloudy day.
What? And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
If a monkey flies out of my butt in a minute, too.
I can't believe it ended like that.
Okay, I'm sorry, but the game's called. We're out of time. Time? Game is called.
I'm sorry, it's all over.
It's
can they do that? No, they can't do that.
Hey.
Hey, you guys. Where are you going? We're not finished. The game isn't over yet.
Come on, let the kids play.
Head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Danny Show.
All right, you get the idea. It's a Monday, and welcome to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We've got a jam-packed program again today. We're going to be talking about the Kearney Little League team and the great postseason that they had, the run in Indianapolis, and all that has gone on over the weekend with them not being able to finish up what's going on in Indianapolis, even though the Eastern champion was crowned this morning after a two-day rain delay. Also on the program today, the 5th Annual Make-A-Wish Foundation fundraising dinner and auction coming up on the 25th of August. We're going to get some info on that. Prep preview, Jeff Tomlin of Grand Island Senior High is our high school football coach that will join us today. Big Ten preview, Mike Mowdy will join us, linebacker from Penn State, from Linebacker U, and he gets an opportunity, not being from the state of Pennsylvania, to be one of the preseason first-team all-conference selections. Phil Steele. That's one change. Big 10, Big 12 does not put out a preseason all-conference team. I can't imagine that they'll wait much longer now with 12 teams in the conference to go ahead and do that. But Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, glad to have you along on the program today. The phone number, 888-455-ESPN. If you want to be on the show, that's the only number that you can call that's going to get you on the show, 888-455-ESPN. 455-3776. If you'd like to send us an email, all you have to do is fire it off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Spell out the word and. If you're an umpire in Indianapolis, that's A-N-D, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Mike Koski, I believe, will be available here in just a little bit to talk to us on the show. I just made some confirmation with him, and that is the case. So he will join us here in just a couple of minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis on the program. I can go on a long rant. I've been thinking since yesterday, this morning, how I wanted to go about this, because there are obviously two ways. This is Little League, and this is kids playing baseball. On the and you can't argue balls and strikes. You can't make a fool of yourself as a manager, or you're not supposed to make a fool of yourself as a parent or a fan. And it's supposed to all be about sportsmanship and competitiveness and competition. And the more you read into those rules and bylaws and code, then you look at the other side of things and go, it's bunk. Because you didn't live up to the code. You didn't give fair competitiveness to the Nebraska team. And I also want to say that if it was Nebraska 4, South Dakota 2, I would feel the same way about the issue of the game not being finished. I'd be happy for the Kearney kids. And everybody so far has been a class organization. We have not found out exactly what they told Kearney outside of we can't play or we're not going to play. I'm sorry, you've been here for over a week, but it's not good enough. The game is over. And I, you know, could have a whole rant here. I want to know what the fans think. I want to know what the listeners of this program think. Yes, we're proud. And we talked about that all last week. And yes, these kids played well. But what's fair is fair. And when you can control what's fair, it's not like there was a horrific earthquake or tornado that destroyed the fields where it was unable to play or move games for days at a time. They could have played, and they were not given that opportunity. And I just, throughout my life, it doesn't matter what it is. Fair is fair, and I know life ain't fair. But tell that to the 11- and 12-year-olds.
And behind that, I was told they were sent back to the dorm rooms and made basically to wait there until midnight being the deadline. At midnight, it was ruled to be the contest was over, South Dakota advances. And then leave the dorms because you can't stay here tonight for some reason at midnight. That is what I was told.
Well, let's find out the story. Let's find out the truth. That way it puts everything to bed, and we will move on from this point. He's been more than gracious with his time. Mike Koski is the manager of this team, and, of course, he's not the only manager. Mr. Barth, Mr. Holtmeyer, all the parents that have took their time, those are the three gentlemen that have been on the field in uniform with their great kids. And Mike is back with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and I haven't even had a chance to talk to Mike, just text him a couple times. Mike, are you back in Kearney? Is everybody back in Kearney?
Yes, we are back home. Glad to be home, and glad we had a chance to represent Kearney in Nebraska.
Well, obviously, there's a lot of questions out there. You guys have held your heads high, but we have not been able to talk to anybody since what happened on Saturday night. I guess my question is, what did they exactly tell you? Not so much when they told you or that we can't play tonight, but when they said, sorry, we're calling it official game, how did they approach that to you and what did they say?
Well, it was definitely a difficult night all around in the Indianapolis area. The storms came through. I'm sure you all know the high winds and stuff. It did some damage at the fair there at the concert, and some people lost their lives with that collapse of the stage, but we were very fortunate that that didn't happen at the field with all the big lights around and the new Musco ones that they came up. They brought those down right away, but the field was definitely unplayable. There was definitely a lot of water on it, and it's just one of those rules that I totally understood the rule. I know the rule. I've seen the rule applied before at our district tournaments and stuff like that. In different situations where the game was tied and both teams had to come back to finish it. But in this situation, the rule says after four complete innings, is a complete game. That's when the 10-run rule applies, the mercy rule. So after four complete innings, you have enough to have a complete game. I just wish it would have happened in the fourth when we were ahead. It didn't that way. So it happened in the fifth when the fifth was a complete inning, so then it would have been them, and that's the way it went. Another thing, too, if let's say it happened in the bottom of the fifth, there was a lead change. We were ahead after four, and they scored in the fifth, and if the fifth would not have been completed due to that lead change, then we would have came back and played ball. I just asked them when they told me that, I just want to clarify that just to make sure, and they said, yes, we would have, but since there was a lead change and there was a leader after five complete, the rule says in black and white, and I totally understood the rule, and I knew that's the way it would go. They're just waiting out to see if the field would be playable. midnight. Once it came to that, I knew it was going to happen. It's one of those things where, you know, I know what's going to happen. I'm just sitting here waiting, and you can see all the kids, our kids, their kids, parents, you know, asking questions, you know, what time do you think we'll start? Do you think we'll start tonight, or do you think we'll finish tomorrow? And I just got to bite my tongue, and I just don't know, you know, and even though I did know, but you know, it's tough, you know, and they just called us into the room and told us the announcement, which I knew already, because a rule is a rule, you know. We really can't waiver a rule. If, let's say, they did, they were going to waiver the rule and we'll start back up, and then let's say we did pull it out, well, then South Dakota's going to say, well, the rule, it wouldn't have waived, then we would have won, you know, and just was not pretty either way, if you know what I mean.
Mike,
but it's a rule.
Okay, Mike, and now explain to me, at midnight they make this announcement. The kids are all there. They couldn't stay there that night?
Oh, they probably could, but we knew as a team, win or lose, we were not going to be playing on Sunday, obviously. So we were decided that win or lose, we were going to stay with our parents at the motel anyway. We could have stayed there if we wanted
okay.
to, but I did not want to take a hand. Okay, which one of you guys want to stay here tonight? Because I knew what the outcome would be. So, yeah. And we chose to go back to the dorm rooms on ourselves. The both teams did, you know, to watch TV and kind of get away from the situation because, you know, it was pretty crazy. You know, they had the big TV on in the cafeteria with the catastrophe that happened at the fair, and, you know, that wasn't a pretty sight, and tons of people were in there, and we all went to the kitchen, you know, tornado shelter just to be extra safe, and there's a lot of people there and fans and adults in the cafeteria area, so we asked if the kids and teams could go back to the rooms, you know, and just lounge around in the lounge and watch TV and ESPN and stuff like that, rather than watching the catastrophe on the fair. The adults were watching on the news channel, but a lot of the local people were watching and stuff. So, and the kids were great. The South Dakota kids stayed at their hotel was. Their hotel bought them 18 pizzas and stuff, and they're going to have them back at their hotel for them, win or lose, and they decided to bring them in, and they gave our kids and families half the pizzas, and just great kids all around there for South Dakota. And, you know, once they made the announcements to the coaches, and the coaches went and told their players, and our kids handled it real well, their kids handled it real well, and we just shook hands in the dorm room, you know, and rather than on the field. You know, that was the best sight right there, you know, just shaking hands and wishing people good luck and good game. You know how that goes on the field when you line up and shake hands, but we just had to do it in the dorm room, you know, kind of tough, but darn, it is what it is.
Mike, I just want to clarify, it's in the rule book that there was no circumstance, unless it was a tie game, that you guys could have played Sunday. That's black and white in the rule book that you couldn't have continued the game Sunday?
You're exactly right. If it would have been tied after five innings, boom, yep, we would have continued it. I think that's kind of what's happening in the Mid-Atlantic region. I think it's tied. At first, I thought it was not started at all due to the possibility of bad weather, but I really haven't read into that deeply. But I think it's tied 0-0 after three complete innings. Obviously, that's not a complete game. Four innings, plus it's tied 0-0, so they're still waiting to find a winner there. You know, and you know, it's a strange story. You know, if we would have held them in the top of the fifth, well, then, hey, you know, complete game in the fifth, we're ahead, then we would have won, you know. It's just one of those things. A rule is a rule, you know.
Mike, a lot of people want to know, now that you're 12 years old and it's still a little while till the boys are playing Legion baseball, what's the next level for these kids at the age of 13? Where will they be playing next? And is there a postseason possibility tournament at that level?
For Little League here in Kearney, we have the junior age division. This is kind of strange here. Kearney is the only Little League that has the junior Little League at that age in the state of Nebraska. So there's a lot of Little League programs for 12 and under, but it kind of tapers off across the state where Kearney is the only one that offers a program like that. So Kearney would possibly able to be crowned a state champion, possibly, without even playing. But, you know, sometimes kids at that age you know, choose to do other things besides baseball and stuff like that. So, as for our boys, I don't know. We're just going to get ready to play junior football league here pretty soon. That's the next on the plate. And go to school.
Well, I'm sure they're bummed about that. Yeah, Tony?
Mike, from what I understand, this is a state-by-state deal, whether you opt to play Little League, whether you opt to play some other league.
There's Babe Ruth. There's
Triple USA, something like that.
I think there's the Cal Ripken League now.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that something that you would like to see the rest of the state of Nebraska get more involved with playing this type of a format or this type of, league, if you will?
I would hope with the exposure that Nebraska received by us playing there is going to say, hey, I know those guys. I've played against those guys in U-SSSA, because a lot of all our guys do play on a couple U-SSSA teams. And say, wow, we can play those guys in U-SSSA. Why don't we start up a Little League brand of baseball for our town, you know? That would be really neat if that happened, you know, other teams across the state and just kind of bump up Little League numbers for the state of Nebraska. You know, so hopefully we did a little positive push there for Little League baseball across the state of Nebraska, too, by being on TV.
Mike Koski has been more than gracious with his time while his team has been in Indianapolis and now back home in Kearney with the Kearney Little Leaguers. And we'll say it again, everybody's proud. Facebook has blown up. Emails have blown up. Texts have blown up with everybody talking about this. And nothing but good has come out of this for the Kearney Little Leaguers. Obviously, the only gloomy lining to that was how things ended. And, yeah, Mother Nature held on. It was South Dakota's day for another half inning. Mike, we'll let you out of here with this. Is there any planned celebration for the kids, or is this it?
Oh, I don't know. I really haven't given that any thought yet. You know, it was just
sleep.
Ever since, yeah, exactly right. It was very hard sleeping for me last night after the drive home, and I do have to be honest with you, it was a tough pill for me to swallow. And I sent some emails off to some Little League people, you know, expressing my opinion and you know, saying, you know, I'm sorry and it happened this way, and basically, you know, help me get over it for some closure. But as you can tell right now, I can talk about it, and I'm good to go. And I think the kids are going to have a great, valuable experience from it, even though they didn't win. So I think we're good to go.
Mike, thanks for the time, and get some sleep, and don't dream about the umpire strike zone, okay?
Oh, are you talking about the ones on cam?
Anytime you don't want to be politically correct, this is the show to be on, Mike. So anytime you get fired up, you can come on anytime you want.
Hey, I know I was microphoned on ESPN there, but with that eight-second delay, they probably didn't say what I whispered in the microphone. I've umpired a lot of games, you know, and yes, umpires do make mistakes, but I think I whispered in my microphone, if I remember right, Blue, I think you might have missed one there.
Unbelievable. But yeah, like you said, Mike, great job by everybody, and we can't wait to see these kids at the next level and in the next sport. So we'll let you get back to your day, and hey, anytime you want to come on and talk Little League, let us know.
Yep, you bet. All I got to say is very proud of all the boys, and hang in there, boys. Life goes on. I'm proud of each and every one of you.
Thanks, Michael. You guys did a great job. Appreciate the time. Take care. Mike Koski, manager of the Kearney Little Leaguers, came an inning away from going to Williamsport. You know, I'm going to root for South Dakota when they get into Williamsport. Let's see if they can go in and make this region proud. This region has never done very well at Williamsport. I think it's something like 3-27, if I remember right, on the one of the liners, one of the graphics that they put up there during this little league tournament. So great job there, and we appreciate Mike coming on with us over the last three shows. We're going to take a break. We're going to keep it in the community. We're going to talk about the Make-A-Wish Foundation fundraising dinner and auction. We're going to be talking with Jeff Tomlin, head football coach at Grand Island. Then we'll wrap up the show with our Big Ten look. Mike Mowdy, linebacker from Linebacker U, Penn State. A lot more. Trying to get a little golf talk in as well. Local champion after this.
Subway has a deal this flat-out delicious. The new $3 flatbread breakfast combo. A 6-inch flatbread breakfast sandwich and a cup of Seattle's Best Coffee. All for just $3. Try the crisp-alicious bacon, egg, and cheese and put your spin on it with everything from juicy tomatoes to spicy jalapenos. The new Subway $3 flatbread breakfast combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards plus tax where applicable.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle, valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hello?
Jim, we need to talk.
Now? It's been a rough day.
Oh, you've had a rough day. Since you left this morning, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim. Contacts, fuses, micro switches, and U-joints. All things that require your attention.
Believe me, I know. I'm doing all that I can. I'm only one man, and I'm a farmer, not an electrician.
Well, just remember, you chose me. Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered center pivots from T&L Irrigation instead, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Okay, so we can't solve your relationship problems, but we do know a lot about making your irrigation life simpler. Contact your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today.
The health of your eyes is the focus at Optical Gallery. Dr. Mandy Johnson continues Optical Gallery's 25-year tradition of providing exceptional eye care for you and your family. From eye exams and contact lens fittings to the diagnosis and treatment of ocular conditions, plus a large selection of name-brand frames and sunglasses, Optical Gallery, your source for personal, professional quality eye care. 220 West 39th Street, just south of Sun Mart. Call 234-9913. Online at opticalgalleryofkearney.com.
They say practice predicts performance, and that's why I'll be reporting every day from the Cornhuskers preseason football camp. This is Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com, inviting you to listen twice daily in the morning and in the noon hour here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Slight chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms early on today, redeveloping this afternoon with southeast winds 10 to 20, a high near 82. For tonight, slight chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms as temperatures drop off towards 65. Right now, 72.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you back with us on today's program. All the guests on the program taken care of by our friends at BK. If you like a little breakfast sandwich, how about a breakfast croissant or biscuit sandwich served until 11 every morning, two for just $4 in Lexington, Cozad at North Platte, two locations in Kearney near Kearney Cinema with that huge indoor playground for the kids and Big Daddy, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, and next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd. Avenue.
Got in trouble. I crushed some more balls, and they didn't. They just when I get in that.
How do you fit on the slide to get in there?
Well, I got stuck.
They just take the front wall out,
or and then I crushed the ball. It was a bad deal. They had to replace a whole bunch of those balls.
But you have insurance, right? Homeowners take care of that for you.
They took care of it. They just asked I would politely leave
and never come back.
Never come back. Yes, drive through preferably for me.
So you go up 56th Street. You go next to Walmart
yes,
and drive through.
Drive through. I don't even go inside that one. A
couple chicken sandwiches for $4. You're ready to go.
There you go.
No problem. Coming up on the program, Jeff Tomlin is going to join us, a head football coach at Grand Island, Mike Mowdy, the outstanding linebacker from Penn State. But right now, we are ready to talk about another local event that's going to be coming on. Can you believe it? It's 10 days away, August the 25th. It's the 5th annual Make-A-Wish Foundation of Nebraska fundraiser dinner and auction. It's going to be at the Eunice Convention Center. And all kinds of activities going on. And we've got a couple of young ladies in here to tell us about what's going to be going on. Gals, why don't you introduce yourself to the public, and whoever wants to start can tell us what's going on.
Hi, I'm Lori Marshall, and I am one of the chairmen for this year. The other co-chair is Cheryl Weber. She's not with us today. But we just have a lot of fun things to come out and do. We've still got tickets available. Our tickets are selling for $60 a piece, which gets you into the convention center for dinner, our program, our auction, and we have entertainment this year, which is dueling pianos. So,
Lori, I've been to this event a couple of, I guess, 3 out of the 4 years that you guys have had it. It gets bigger and bigger every year. You're hoping to have 400-plus people there, 400-ish people there this year.
Right.
Make-A-Wish is a national organization.
Right.
People see it on ESPN. The thing that we like to say here is all the money stays in central Nebraska to help kids. You actually feel, when you give a check to Make-A-Wish, you can actually feel and hear the stories right here helping somebody right across the community, whether it's in Kearney, whether it's in Grand Island. And I'm guessing that the foundation director of Make-A-Wish has got other places to be and is a pretty busy guy. He is actually making the way. The founder of Make-A-Wish is making his way to MC this event.
Yes, he is, and we're very excited to have him. He was actually involved in the very first Wish, and so this is wonderful to have him here. You know, when you're starting at the grassroots, bringing it into the community, and like you said, every dime that is spent at our auction will stay right here in Nebraska. So this is, I mean, it's a great way to do it.
Now, you brought a friend with you, and you didn't introduce your friend. That's not very nice.
This is Dawn Becker, and she's doing a lot of the technical stuff. I don't do that kind of stuff. I send that off to other people.
So. She does that when she's not on the golf course. Dawn, thanks for coming in. Tell us a little bit more about what's going to be going on with the event.
Well, as Lori said, we've got some great auction items. We've got the dueling pianos to people stick around after the dinner and the program. I believe our speaker is going to really enlighten a lot of people to what Make-A-Wish does deep down. It's not just writing a check. It's being able to give the kids a chance to smile when they're going through probably some of their lowest points.
It's kind of a variety of emotions on this night because you have some kids actually there and families there that have experienced wishes. A lot of people in the community know some of these people. The Dahlke family was one of them a couple years ago.
Absolutely.
That comes right off the top of my head.
Yes.
It's really an interesting night with a lot of emotions.
It really is. I mean, when you start to hear some of these family stories, it's just a tearjerker. And the other thing is, I'm also a wish granter, so I get to meet with some of these families. When you talk to a 10-year-old kid and he sounds like he's 20 years old because of everything he's gone through, it's just absolutely amazing the way these kids behave. They're, you know, grown-up personalities because of everything they've had to go through.
You see them on SportsCenter, whether it's meeting Jimmy Johnson if they're a NASCAR fan, whether it's meeting Aaron Rodgers or Peyton Manning or whoever their sports fan is. But you send kids to Disney World.
Oh.
If they want a playground in their backyard to play with their brothers and sisters because they don't feel like traveling, they're not able to travel, whatever. There's so many different avenues that they can pursue, and you guys obviously, being a grantor of a wish, that's got to be very rewarding.
It's very rewarding. Our goal this year is to raise $100,000, which sounds like a lot of money, but when you break that down, the average wish costs at least $5,000. So really, that's only 20 wishes, and we're through all that money. And, you know, we have like 50 kids on our list right now that we're working with. So, you know, 20 wishes sounds like a ton of money to go after, but unfortunately, we keep having more kids that come on all the time. So it's constant that we need, you know, we're doing the Rollin' Ride is going on next weekend. And all those fundraisers that happen for Make-A-Wish are wonderful because we need that continuing support.
And you can always check out online what's going on at MakeAWishKearney.com. That's the local part of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Dawn, how did you get involved with this? I mean, there has to be more than just sometimes being asked.
Well, years ago, I don't know if Kearney remembers, they used to have the, what were they called it down at O'Malley's?
Black Shirt Bash.
My parents were big into Make-A-Wish. And then about 5 years ago, I actually had a cousin that went through the program, was granted a wish, and that really touched our family really deep. And we started the Friends Council.
About the same time.
And Lori and I were among the first couple of members of the Friends Council. She's a past chair, pre- president of the Friends Council. I'm the current president of the Friends Council. And like Lori said, I'm also a wish granter. And being able to see the smiles on the kids' faces when you tell them they get to go shopping or they get to go to Disney World or they get to go on a trip to Hawaii because, you know, they always thought it was impossible to go there. It's just awesome.
And you don't have to tell, but would you like to tell a wish or two that you guys have granted, or would you rather not say?
I actually did one for a family, and this is where it gets touching, is that sometimes you've got a family that has more than one child. Mm. I had a wish family that had two children. So one wish was to get a play set to play in the backyard, and the other wish was to go to Disney World to see Barney. So, you know, when you've got two kids that are handicapped, I mean, that's a lot to put on a family. So to be able to grant two wishes to them, I mean, to me was a huge deal. But
folks, you need to get your RSVP into this event by next Monday. You'd like it by August 15th.
That's today.
Good job.
The middle. You know what?
We see what I have to deal with. What's going on? What?
Today. What? Well, I'm looking at the calendar.
Today?
Is it the middle of August already? Okay. You know, you'd like it in by today, but if you come in the next couple, 3 days, you'll certainly take all the people that want to come out and support this event.
Absolutely.
You can go to makeawishcarney.com. Check it out. If you can't make it and you feel like, you know what, I'd like to get involved with Make-A-Wish, there's ways there. There's contact information at makeawishcarney.com as well.
Absolutely. You can always make a donation to us. You know, we'll take a donation if you can't make it that night. We'd love to have the donation to go towards it anyway. Like I said, our goal is $100,000 this year, and we've got a lot of fabulous sponsors ahead of time that have made big donations. Our event sponsor is Tom Dinsdale out of Grand Island, and he's just been fabulous to work with. And, you know, we've got the mayor of Grand Island that's an honorary chair, Jay Vavrichek, and our mayor here in Kearney, Stan Klaus, is an honorary chair. So we've got a lot of wonderful people that spend a lot of time helping us out, and we just want everybody out there to pitch in just a little bit or come out to the event and buy some of our auction items.
And you've changed it up a little bit. Let's touch on that. Folks maybe have been there three of the last 4 years or all 4 years. You've had some changes. Whoever wants to touch on the changes, Don?
Well, significantly, we moved it from the Saturday, moved it up to Thursday evening. And it's not the blue jean casual attire we have in cocktail attire this year. Those are the basic changes, but the format, we still have the dinner that's included in it. And some awesome, awesome auction items as we have had in the past. And all of those are also listed on the website that they can check them out. But we've got our traditional wonderful donors that have given great items to bid on.
Lori, couple auction items you want to throw out there?
Well, I really want to make sure everybody knows you won't be getting an invitation to the Blue Jean Barbecue. This is taking the place of that event. So if you're waiting for that invitation to come, this is your invitation to come to the event. We have a condo that's going to be on our event. We have a beautiful one-of-a-kind pendant that was made for us by a jeweler down in Holdridge. It's got 11 diamonds on it. It was made specifically for our event. I think the value of that's somewhere between $2,000 and $3,000 that he completely donated.
Nice.
So we're very excited about that. We have a room makeover where they'll come in, they'll paint, they'll do carpeting. They've got money for, if you want to do a bedroom, for a bed, for bedspreads. It's just a lot of fun things. What else do we have?
We have City Slicker Package, if you all remember the movie from way back when, that, you know, has the cattle drive, the branding, two nights lodging included and all that.
Nice. Do you think they got a horse
unique.
Big enough for you?
No.
Very unique. We have an airboat ride down the Platte River with a dinner afterwards. The murder mystery package to the Minden Opera House.
Nice.
Now that's unique,
yes.
Right there, folks. That would be that'd be pretty cool. Maybe a Christmas office party type of deal there that you might get. Gang, is there anything else, Lori, Don, that you wanted to mention? Because we want to let the folks know it's Thursday, August 25th, Make-A-Wish fundraiser dinner and auction. The founder of Make-A-Wish will be the MC, so you'll get to learn so much more than you ever could. MakeAWishCarney.com. Lori, anything else that the folks need to know?
The program does start at 6 o'clock with cocktails. Otherwise, I think, you know, just get your invitations or your RSVPs in. Like you said, we'll still take them this week, but It's better for us the sooner we get to those, so we know we want to make sure we have seating for everybody.
Is it easier to call? Is it easier to get online? What's the easiest way for somebody to get registered?
You know, they can do it either way, whichever way works better for them. They can get online at www.makeawishcarney.com, or they can call the Make-A-Wish office at 308-234-6612. Or even if you know somebody that's on the Make-A-Wish Friends Council, we all have tickets for sale. So.
Outstanding.
And even if you didn't get an invitation, anyone is, it's open to the public. It's not an invitation only. Anybody is welcome to give us a call, or you can go to the website and there's a spot to click on there to reserve your spot.
Great organization. There's nothing more to say than a great organization that does a lot of great things, and it's for kids. So how much better can you do than that? Lori, Don, thanks for coming into the Doug and Daddy Show today. We hope it's an outstanding event for you.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to take a break on the program, come back, talk a little football. Jeff Tomlin, head football coach at Grand Island. Mike Mowdy, linebacker from Penn State, still to come on today's Doug and Daddy Show.
And it's 2009 AL MVP Joe Mauer stepping up to the shower. He turns on the water, wets down his hair, and reaches for the Head and Shoulders. Mauer knows Head and Shoulders is for more than just dandruff. It does 7 great things for his scalp and hair. And here comes the squeeze. He's washing. That hair's going to look out of this world!
Joe Mauer.
Yes.
Enough with the sportscaster impressions.
Oh, sorry. I mean,
sorry. Just thinking out loud.
Head and Shoulders, 7 benefits, 1 bottle. Official shampoo of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on products all over the store, and we're not done yet. Every week, you'll find new ways to stretch your home improvement dollar and get more project for your money. Ways to keep your home in better shape and turn the dollars you've got into more than you expected. Change your home improvement plans. Plan to get more done with guaranteed low prices, now even lower. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Slight chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms early on today. Redeveloping this afternoon with southeast winds 10 to 20, a high near 82. For tonight, slight chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms as temperatures drop off towards 65. Right now, 72.
Let's go. Ain't no way they can stop me now.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation back with you in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Midway says it's hassle-free. Midway would never hire the guy that was behind the plate Saturday night in Indianapolis. They just wouldn't. Because he's not gonna, they don't hire people that are going to roll you over and try and take advantage of you. At Midway, friendly sales staff, hassle-free, and they're going to work for you. Online, best website, bar none, thinkmidway.com. Can't tell you enough, thinkmidway.com. It's easy, it's hassle-free once you get there. Pricing right there, you want something new, you want something pre-owned, you want something with a certain set of miles, you want something that's red, yellow, blue, green, two-seater, four-seater, two-door, four-door, it's all there. Hassle-free.
Plus, Doug, if they don't have it, they'll find it for you. That's the best part.
There's so many great dealerships under the two roofs on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Every new and certified pre-owned vehicle clearly priced so you don't have to waste time with grueling negotiations. You can feel confident that you got the best price. And, in fact, if you need to know that you're getting the best price, they'll help you. They'll show you the competitors' prices. They'll show you what the same car is bringing in Lincoln, in North Platte, in Scotts Bluff, in Kansas City, in Denver, and they will show you that the deal cannot be any better than what you're getting at Midway. Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
A lot went on this weekend, Doug. Keegan Bradley, of course, we don't bring up the fourth major of the year until 40 minutes after the hour here, but a relatively unknown golfer playing in his first major goes away with the Wanamaker Trophy, which was, I was kind of cheering for, I guess, was for Duffner down the stretch.
Especially when you're up five.
After the triple bogey, you thought, well, Bradley's done, and then he birdie right back at you.
And Duffner goes bogey, dumps one in the water. It was somewhat, for most of the day and most of the weekend, compelling golf to watch. Even without any of the big names up there, there was at least a couple to keep your interest. But boy, they keep telling us how many great golfers there are and how many anybody can win on any certain day. Even when you listen to Duffner's post-game press conference, it's like the PGA is just another tournament. Going to Greensboro next week. The PGA is definitely fourth of the majors, and it's not even in the top. It's barely to say that's even in a top 10 event on the golf circuit. Now, you can throw in a couple of, you know, you got Dubai, you got some of the places across the world. And when do you think the Atlanta Country Club will ever get another major? Oh, that's right, never.
Well, they'll get another major.
Never.
Just like 8 or 10 under won't win it, in your mind. Remember when you chastised me?
Whatever. Well, and you couldn't handle it when he was at 11 under. I don't even know where you came from on that. I don't know what you said. I don't know where you got this from. If you want to go back to the tape and point it out to me, I will gladly listen, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was Thursday.
Our Monday prep preview here on the Doug and Daddy Show takes us to the third city, and I guess as we say, the other Class A team. It's only Kearney and Grand Island. We talked to Brandon Kuhl last week. This week we start things off by talking with Jeff Tomlin, the head coach of the Grand Island Islanders, and there's so many tie-ins. The first thing I think is interesting is the Bearcats have a little experience on the line, and they're going to be replacing their skill position players. It's almost the exact opposite at Grand Island. They got a lot of kids coming back, but most of them are the skill positions. We'll talk about Riker Fife in a moment, but Coach Tomlin joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. How was week one of practice?
Good morning. It was very, very good. I think God blessed us with great weather and you know, nice and cool weather, so kids didn't lose a lot of weight, or we didn't have any really hydration issues or anything like that. So, and we're healthy coming out of week one anyway, so that's always good. So it's off to a great start.
I know you got kids getting the attention, but if you guys are going to be successful, it's offensive and defensive lines. How is that coming?
It's coming well. Our kids worked really, really hard all summer, really all off season and all summer, and they're taking a lot of pride right now in just being the kind of the no names. You know, there's kids that have just stuck in the program and gone through freshman ball, played sophomore, played their JV, and now they're getting a shot. And I think they're going to be a very, very good line, offensive line. And I think a very productive defensive line. There's still a ways to go. You know, we still have some wood to chop that way. But, you know, I'm encouraged by our effort and our attitude right now. And I think we'll have some sleepers that surprise some people.
Islander football coach Jeff Tomlin with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, at this Class A level, when you work with your line and you have the kind of guys you do in the backfield, do you have to worry more about pass blocking or run blocking when you have new kids, or are you just trying to get them to block?
Well, we're kind of a heavy run team, but also with you know, the personnel that we have been blessed with last year and this year, as far as the skill positions, we've thrown it more, and so we're trying to strike more of a balance. So we still want to have the good basic run blocking progression down, but we've spent quite a bit of time too on pass protection, and we know that we're going to have to be good in pass protection to use our skill players like they have the ability to, you know, to perform.
Jeff, when I mentioned a couple players that are getting a lot of the attention, it's Sammy Fultz and Riker Fife. You're going to start somewhere. You got two good playmakers to start with.
Yeah, they're both very talented kids, and they both come a long way as far as being leaders, and you know, they're definitely, if all goes well, going to have tremendous years, and And I think that's because of the work that they put in. And Riker had obviously a very, very busy summer baseball-wise, but he did a lot of football too. And he squeezed a lot into that summer. I think that's going to pay off for him. And Sam's just been tremendous for us all summer.
Does Riker give any of the credit to his dad and where he came from, the mighty Vikings of Bertrand?
I've never heard him give many props to Bertrand, but I'm sure that Coach Fife would be proud of him if he did.
Jeff Tomlin joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's the head coach of the Grand Island Islanders. Now that week one is in the book, did you get done what you wanted so that week two, according to your syllabus, I guess, so to speak, you can attack some different things this week?
Yeah, I think we're about where we want to be. Natural instinct as a coach is you always, we needed to do better here, do better there. We're never satisfied, but I think based on what we scheduled to get done, we did get that done, and I think we found a couple guys once we got the pads on, because you really can't tell much without pads, but when we got the pads on, we found a couple guys that we think can help us that we really maybe didn't know or had some doubts on before the season started, so that's always nice.
Jeff, defensively, Westerby has been a monster a year ago for you at linebacker. How's he looking heading into his senior season?
Coleman's doing well. He's so much more comfortable with reads and keys. He's matured a lot as an individual. He's more of a leader, you know, from an effort standpoint than he ever has been, and he's doing really, really well. And I think it's just clicking for him because he understands. Not that he didn't understand it last year, but he's just catching on, being a first-year starter. Now he understands alignments. He can get our defense aligned properly. He knows what his reads and keys are, and that can help him turn himself loose and just use his athletic ability.
And, Jeff, talk a little bit about your backfield. We talked about Riker. What are we going to see at the running back spot?
Well, Dylan Urias played a ton for us last year and started, and he'll be back. We really like what Evan Schutte's done so far. Evan's going to be a junior and has just done a great job. Coleman Westerby's going to get a lot of reps for us in the backfield at fullback. And he's, you know, really taken a lot of responsibility on both sides of the ball and has handled it really good. Jaden Akins, another back that is going to be excellent. And Justin English, who we didn't use on offense at all last year, he started at corner. He has excellent speed. He's going to be used in the backfield as well, and he'll be a big threat, both receiving and running as well.
Jeff Tomlin, Grand Island Islanders head football coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you look at the district. If you're handicapping the district, it certainly looks like you've got Southeast as a team to beat. Is that the way you see it in your eyes, or are you guys a team to beat?
Well, you always like to, you know, in your own mind, think you're the team to beat, but I think obviously if you list it on paper, I think Southeast, they're the champs of the district, so you got to knock off the champ in order to make that boast yourself, and they'll have an excellent team returning, even though they lost a couple guys that are Division I caliber. They have some more guys that are Division I caliber coming up, and they've got their program in a great position right now to be practically where they were when Coach Mazursky had them. So they're definitely the team to beat, and we hope we get that shot at the end.
Yeah, that's the last game of the season. Could be for the district title, obviously, on that final week. You open up with Norfolk, Omaha Bryan, North Platte, and in the middle of that is Kearney. You want to throw the first, your ships are pointed at each other. You want to throw the first little dig out here today on the show?
No, there'll be no digs for me. I got enough to improve on myself before I dig anybody else. But we're looking forward to all our non-conference games. Norfolk's always a great, great opponent and very hard to prepare for. Coach Olson does a great job. And Brian's kind of the unknown. Even though we played them last year, they had a very senior-dominated team, so we don't know personnel too well. And we'll be on the road at their place, so that'll be a challenge. And obviously, Kearney will be a huge game for us, one that we always look forward to. And North Platte with their run and gun, throw it 60 to 70 times a game is always tough to defend. So I like all the things that we have to look at from a defensive coordinator's perspective. How I'm talking now, but I like all the different things that we have to defend in the first four games because it really prepares us for all the stuff we see in district play.
Coach, more than any other class out there, it seems to be that the games come down to one play here, one play there in Class A ball. The kicking game becomes so important. I mean, we talk about Brandon Cool and the list of kickers that seem to go through Kearney. How strong do you feel that will be for your team this year and putting you over the edge maybe in some of those very close ball games?
I think you're exactly right. It's who can win the close ball games, and especially in our league. And I think kicking game is what puts you over the top, and I would definitely agree there. I feel good about our kicking game. You know, we have Sam Fultz back, and he was an All-State punter last year for us, and we have our top two snappers, really our top three long snappers back that return. We have our top returners back. We are working, and Logan Mendez was our kicker last year and was the player of the year in soccer, and so he'll be a challenge to replace, but we feel really good about the two kids that we have coming up that are going to be just as good, if not better, I think, than Logan when it's all said and done. So we feel really good about our kicking game.
Doug, that's one thing a lot of people don't realize, how important the snapper is, and it's nice to get those guys mentioned. I know Coach Tomlin understands how important they are.
And Fultz can't do his job unless they get the ball to him. So,
oh, absolutely.
It's going to be a great season. The Islanders, you know, I remember when I took this job in the Tri-Cities, and I remember where we are now. It's just a foregone conclusion now that Grand Island is going to be a good, solid football team, and Jeff Tomlin is one of the main reasons for that. Jeff, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Have a great fall.
Thanks, Jeff. We will. Jeff Tomlin, head football coach at Grand Island. We'll roll on with more prep preview tomorrow before we take in our final break and then hear from Mike Mounty, the outstanding linebacker from Penn State. We go to the Dent Popper inbox. Andy says, Doug and Danny, I understand a rule is a rule, but the rule seems to be in need of a change, talking about how things ended with Kearney Little League. These kids play all summer to try to get to the Little League World Series, and because of crappy weather at the wrong time, they're not allowed to finish the game that might get them there. I'm not saying that Kearney would have won the game, but those kids will never know. I thought Little League was supposed to be about fair competition. I would think that should include finishing all of the games necessary for a team to qualify for the World Series. Andy in Kearney.
I'm a little bit surprised that if you've got eight regionals and you've got eight of these facilities which people go to once a year, and you've got supposedly really nice fields to play in, which that was a terrible infield, by the way, in Indianapolis. They should be ashamed of that. Wouldn't they have a tarp for eight Little League facilities across the nation? You don't have to have it for the, you know, when you get to that point.
In a city the size of Indianapolis, Indiana, where it may rain once in a while?
I would think it wouldn't be that, I don't think it would be that big of a decision. Or
it'd even be a smaller tarp.
It would be a much smaller tarp, and it wouldn't be that difficult to do.
We'll take a break. If you have more to add to this, feel free. 888-455-3776. Email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Back with Penn State linebacker Mike Mounty next.
Hi, folks. John Shambi here, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is now available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medicine, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra delivers fast, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms. Allegra starts working at hour one to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. In fact, Allegra doesn't have any warnings about important everyday activities while taking it, like being careful while driving or operating machinery. Full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose one a day or two a day tablets. For added relief from congestion and sinus pressure, choose new Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength now without a prescription over the counter. Get it all with Allegra. Now on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Slight chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms early on today, redeveloping this afternoon with southeast winds 10 to 20, a high near 82. For tonight, slight chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms as temperatures drop off towards 65. Right now, 72.
Doug and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We told you Friday how Steve Friesen didn't even know he was in the event at Springfield, Missouri on the Nationwide Tour, then shoots career best 10 under 62. Yesterday, he capped it with an 8 under 64, 26 under, and wins it by five shots, over $112,000 for the Lincoln native.
Don't even know you're going to the tournament, and now the PGA Tour is staring you right in the eye.
Mason Brodeen got a tackle and a bad haircut for the Oakland Raiders last week. Holy moly. Go to Lopers.com if you want to check out Mason Brodeen trying to make the Oakland Raiders. And, Daddy, we'll talk about Texas A&M in just a second.
We want to tell you, though, about Mason Brodeen. When he was in Kearney, he would always go to Complete Nutrition. They're committed to helping customers look better, feel better, and perform better every day. When you go to Complete Nutrition, you're looking to do three things: lose weight, gain strength, or maintain what you've already got. At Complete Nutrition, they encourage you for a healthy lifestyle. It requires four things: hydration, supplements, balanced diet, and exercise. You don't do it on their pills alone, people. It takes some work too. Whether you're looking to lose weight, gain strength, or maintain, they've got the hydration, they've got the supplements, they've got the balanced diet ideas, and they'll tell you how to exercise. Complete Nutrition is where it's at, just north of Gordman's off of Highway 281 in Grand Island, or just north of Sunmart on North 2nd Avenue. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, and perform better today.
If you're going to work that hard, make it work for you at Complete Nutrition. What do you think? Texas A&M, I think right now the SEC doesn't want to force-feed 16-team league. They need somebody to come along with A&M. I just don't think everybody's ready for this yet. I think A&M's still gone.
I think they're still gone, too. It sounds like it's a three-week process. These were basically the initial talks. No, we didn't offer A&M. No, we didn't even take a vote on it. Now's not the time. Down the road will be the time. A&M's an SEC team. They're not going to hang around the Big 12.
Reports over the weekend were Florida State, obviously, possibly Clemson and Missouri. It all comes back to whether you want to be a super conference or not. I don't like anything more than 12 teams in a league, though, and that's obviously where A&M is right now. Then you're looking at 14. Let's face it. It's under the same umbrella if you got 16 teams in your conference, but you're hardly ever going to see the guys on the other side, especially in football.
I don't know what, the Missouri talk keeps coming up. If you're an SEC team, you're looking at teams that, why was Nebraska attractive to the Big Ten? Because they added value to the league. Does Missouri offer value to the SEC?
I think they just need somebody. And geographically, that's what you're looking at. And again, if you don't just look at football, I'm sure competitively, Missouri has been a top 25 basketball program. Their baseball team has been a little bit up and down. They do have wrestling. I guess you can look at some other things. They're not a good volleyball program. I don't know where else you want to go, but we'll see. I just don't think that it's all over from that standpoint. Volleyball practice, cross country on the high school scene gets underway today. UNK volleyball and soccer practice also gets underway today. We'll talk more about that in the upcoming days, but right now it's time for our Big 12 preview, brought to you in part by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings. You want the best, you want Gary Michaels, and by Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Today we catch up with Mike Mowdy from Penn State.
More from Big Ten Media Days here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And Daddy, Penn State comes up down the line for the Huskers, but at least there's some history between these two schools.
Yeah, there's bad officiating in the 80s, costing us national title after national title. We're still not
wow.
happy about that. But I'm sure Mike Motti knows nothing about that. In 1981, 1982, people still use a one-finger gesture at Todd Blackledge when they see him on television. But that's just something that happens in Nebraska. But we're happy to have Penn State and be in the same conference as Penn State and get to play them on a regular basis. And we're pleased to be joined by Mike Mowdy. He's a Butkus preseason, Butkus award list candidate. And, Mike, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for stopping by.
Pleasure to be here, man.
That's all pre. This whole Nebraska stuff is pre-you, right? How much? We're going to ask you all kinds of Nebraska questions here at Media Day, I'm sure. But the interest, the level interest, or does it even matter? Are they just another team on the schedule?
Well, no, I mean, you know, for us to have Nebraska join the Big Ten, you know, it's just a prestigious school. I think it definitely, you know, it helps the Big Ten's credibility for us, and you know, we're excited to play them. I mean, for us, we want to play against the best competition out there, and you know, for that to be our crossover game, it's exciting. You know, it's good competition, so we embrace that.
You say that about the competition. You get enough chance week two to face Alabama. Obviously, pretty exciting. I mean, one of the elite teams in the nation.
Yeah, you know, we got licked a little bit last year when we played them, but you know, I think we're going to come back this year with a little bit of an improved team and a little bit better attitude towards us. And so, you know, we're also looking forward to that game as well.
Some folks say that the defense was down a little bit last year. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, really, all you can't really respond to, you know, what people are saying about you. We knew that. We knew that's not Penn State defense, which was last year the way we played, and you know, we just weren't executing as well as we could have in most situations. And you know, all we can do is sit back, watch film, and learn from that, and you know, try and get better. And that's what we're doing.
One thing you were on defense last year was young.
Right. That's
correct.
You
got seven of those guys coming back. They've all got experience now. Is this the year you guys shine?
I believe so. I think. Well, it's really just a matter of we'll find out. We'll have a little bit better idea through camp. And, you know, it depends on how hard we want to work is really going to tell us how far we're going to go. And so, you know, we're just really looking forward to putting the pads on a little bit and seeing what happens.
What's a normal day during the summer at State College when you guys are working out and doing – take us through a normal – your normal day, like a regular Tuesday for you.
Tuesday will be we run on Tuesday. That's going to be a 6 a.m. run. So we'd be up, which is early. And it's way too early than I would ever normally want to be up, but – so, you know, up at 5:30, run at 6. Usually, you know, I'm taking two classes right now. So I'll get a class at, you know, I'll usually go to bed, class from 11 to 12:30, hang out, maybe go golfing, maybe, you know, swim, do stretch out, go to the training room, hang out. Then I got a 6 to 9 class for 2 days a week, which is that's kind of a grind. But, you know, I'm getting these credits out the way for, you know, so I'll have a lighter load in the fall.
Mike Mowdy, the great linebacker from Penn State, linebacker you. Is that like a special honor to have an opportunity to play linebacker at a place like Penn State? Talk about just going to Penn State and the expectations of the linebackers there.
Right. Well, it really is part of the reason why I chose the school. And I mean, it's not – some people they say, well, is that extra pressure? You know, I mean, it's more like an incentive. You know, it's like I get to learn from some of the best, some like Sean Lee, Navarre Bowman, the guys that are in the NFL right now, and they learn from, you know, Paul Posluszny, those guys. So, and it's really just something I wanted to be a part of and just see if I could, you know, take the tradition and just keep it going, you know what I mean? So just honored to be a part of it, really.
What was your first contact with Joe Paterno when he recruited you? Or who recruited you? When did you meet Joe Paterno?
I met him when I was I'd shaken hands with him before, but when I sat down in his office, when was the day I committed, but really my first contact with him was like when I was on the practice field. I came in early of spring ball, I was sitting there doing linebacker drills, warming up, doing something, catching the ball, and I guess I was doing it wrong. I don't know. And Joe's like two fields over, and he's like, I can hear him screaming at me. He's like, Monty, what are you doing? And I'm like, man, no way he could see me from over there, dude. I'm like, no way. And, oh, man, it was hilarious. And I'm sitting there like, I'm a freshman, you know, I got the shakes and don't know what's going on. And he's sitting there screaming at me. I'm not out there for 10 minutes. He's already screaming at me. But
does that ever stop?
Oh, no, no. And
he's just
and
on
it's
you.
Never, and, he, and sometimes he does it just to see how you'll react. And I think, you know, he's got that figured out. But, you know, I've gotten more of my fair share of that in my last couple of years. You know, I got the boot at a practice, you know, a couple of times, you know, swinging a couple of fists here and there. But it's fun, man.
Well, he's obviously a legend in the history of college football. And it's unique. It's unique. But apparently he is still spry, as we hear, dancing down the halls the last time somebody saw him at the coaches' meeting. So he doesn't want to give this up. And winning is still obviously right there for him, and it's right there for you. Nebraska, Penn State, they're supposed to have the two best defenses in the conference this year, if you can believe all the preseason hype. Tell me a couple of the guys that are going to be right beside you defensively that we're going to hear from this year.
Yeah, and it's going to be a couple guys. I think we're going to have our whole secondary back, so that includes Nick Suke, Drew Astorino, Danton Lynn is a good corner for us. Chaz Powell, Stephon Morris. That's our whole secondary we got back. So those are all returning. Our D-line, you know, Devin Steele, who's a monster on the inside. Jordan Hill, Daquan, Jack Crawford, Eric Lattimore. Those are some of our D-linemen. You know, Gerald Hodges, Nate Stupar on the linebackers on either side. So those guys would be, you know, that's our defense. And most of those guys are returning, so with some experience and a little more leadership there, I think we'd be you know, how hard we want to work, that's up to us. So we'll see.
It's linebacker you for a reason. You've got those linemen up there to keep people off of you so you can run to the football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's what makes a break. That's what makes linebackers good, is those D linemen. And those, and you know, in spring ball, those guys were just they were throwing people around, so that helps us. You know, we're only as good as that D line. So you know, the better they are, the better off we'll be.
Is there a goal written at the top of the board already? Is there one thing that you have in mind for this football season for you and your team?
Yeah, I mean, we want to be playing in Indianapolis, that first Big Ten championship game. That's a goal for us, that's. It really gives us something to play for. You know, you don't have now where the co-Big Tens and, like, the three people triple big winners. You know, that's just – it's like, you know, you get an outright guy now, and that's really something to work for, compete for.
Well, it's going to be fun, and Penn State is right there in the mix for a chance to be in Indianapolis in December. And, Mike, it's a pleasure to meet you. Have a great season, and we will be looking forward to that trip to State College in November when I'm sure it'll be crisp.
It'll be nice and cold out there. I mean, I'm still not used to that cold weather, me being from Louisiana, but I'll be wrapped up for that one, too.
Mike Mowdy, caught up with him at Big Ten Media Days, and our Big Ten football reports brought to you on the Doug and Daddy Show by Misco Sports on the Bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. They're there for all your fall sports needs. They've got Husker gear, Loper gear, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, and by the friends at K&K Parts. Hard to find parts aren't hard to find there. Tomorrow, Al Metter, offensive tackle from Northwestern, will be on the show. Dick Beechner is going to join us, talk about the High School Hall of Fame, upcoming UNK golf outing. And Daddy, Marcus Ambrose, ever heard of him?
Ashley Ambrose's brother?
Won the NASCAR Sprint Cup event today. See, oh. They can finish after it rains.
Yeah, and they didn't let him finish in the rain in the Indy event. Danica Patrick screws up the whole deal for everybody, spinning out, wrecking people.
UNK volleyball and soccer practices get underway today, in case I hadn't mentioned that. We want to thank all the fine folks on the program today, including Lori and Don, in with the 5th Annual Make-A-Wish Foundation Banquet and Auction, which will be at the Eunice Convention Center Thursday night, August 25th. For more information, online, makeawishkearney.com. Did I say that? Is it com or org, Tony?
.com.
MakeAWishKearney.com. Also, to Mike Mowdy, linebacker, Penn State, Jeff Tomlin, head football coach at Grand Island, and Mike Koski of the Kearney Little League. Again, Dick Beechner, Al Netter, and a high school football coach to be named. I'm working on it, just don't have a confirmation for tomorrow.
19 days until kickoff, folks. More Husker talk. We'll get more into the Huskers as more news develops. We're offering Dirk Chatlin from the Omaha World Herald for tomorrow's program as well. So,
bye-bye, Bubba. Have a nice time.
11 o'clock Central Time, folks. If you watch the news tonight, you should have an announcement real shortly after the news. We'll see you tomorrow. 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.